Hello, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to ATRT3.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
Work party meeting number one on the 5th of June, 2019 at 16:30 UTC. And the members attending the call today at this time are Daniel, Casey, and Sebastian. From ICANN.org, we have Jennifer and Brenda. And apologies from Vanda. Today's meeting is being recorded. I'd like to remind you to state your name before speaking. And also mute your line when you're not speaking. And Daniel, I'll turn the call over to you.
Thank you very much for that. I would like to welcome everyone to this first meeting of the Review Work Party, and I'll be co-chairing this meeting together with Casey on the call. Casey, before you proceed, is there anything that you'd like to share, or we can start off the meeting immediately? Casey, are you there?
No, I'm good. Let's go.
Okay. This being the very first meeting that you're holding, I'm going to refer back to our task breakdown of the respective Google Doc that we're working on. So, for the Reviews Work Party, I'll paste the link right into the chat. I'll paste the link. Also, those who are already there on the agenda can also click directly onto the Google Doc. So, if we go straight, I'll start by updating the respective timeline that we have. And so far we have approximately 33% covered. But the main brief into how the objectives of the working group is that after the LA meeting, we divided we came up with the five objectives, which we named as tasks. And the first task was to come up with a qualitative assessment, which is the utility, effectiveness, and efficiency of the previous reviews. Second task was a quantitative assessment of the previous review reports. And the action item that came after the Los Angeles meeting was that this task too has to be outsourced to an external party. Task three was to review the CCWG accountability outputs related to accountability and transparency. Task four, which also acts as objective number four, was to analyze the issues of the ongoing reviews, challenges with objectivity, efficiency, effectiveness, and its respective impacts. And then objective number five was to come up with a request for a systemic review of ICANN bylaws impact and bylaws on the different respective processes. But despite all that, we come up with the tasks, we had to go and dive straight away into the breakdown of the respective tasks. And the first task being the qualitative assessment, that is the utility, effectiveness, and efficiency of the previous reviews, we looked at the HRT report as the first action item. And in these action items, we will be making an assessment of how ICANN implemented its recommendation of the HRT2. As we proceed with that respective action item, there are key questions that came up regarding to the HRT report. And during this meeting, we shall be vetting out which sections we shall work on as the review work party, and then the others that we shall be able to recommend to the other various party. Are we on the same page for those who are on the call right now as we proceed? Sebastian, I can see your hands up. You have the floor.
Thank you, Daniel. It seems that we are running a marathon and you are already 39 kilometers ahead of me. And it's my fault, of course, because I don't run as quick as you. But I was thinking that we will first start with a term of reference. But you maybe already have done that in previous call, but as it's the first one, I want to be sure that we that's a done deal or not, because here you are going into some details and that's good, but I am lost. I am lost in translation totally.
Maybe it's useful if the host, or I forget who's displaying right now, but you could just display the terms of reference, the current terms of reference. I'd have to go dig up the URL, and we could zoom down to the part of it that is about the reviews work party and just make sure we're all on the same page about the terms of reference there. What is it now? June. 2 months ago, we were in LA together, Sebastian, and I thought we had kind of gotten some consensus on the piece of the terms of reference that was about this review work party. And when I look at the terms of reference there now, I think that part is more or less the same, but I don't trust my memory. So maybe one of you guys could tell me how much it has changed. So we're not on the right URL right now. And I don't know if Daniel or... Jennifer just posted the terms of reference. Thank you, Jennifer. Sorry, Sebastian, go ahead.
Yeah. But there is no page where the term of reference from this work party is somewhere. It's on the general term of reference. It's just because in the other group I am working on, we are not yet finished with the term of reference, because the discussion with the other working party made me and us thinking that we need to make some additional point to be accurate. But if you think that what's came out from Los Angeles, it's okay and don't need to be revisit, that's okay. It just, as it's the first call, would have been useful to start by the beginning and where we are in each point of the a document, like the term of reference and then the request to the staff to gather information and then to where you are, I guess. And once again, it's not at all a criticism, it's just for me to understand where we are, and I see that you are going very fast, and that's good, no problem.
No, I hear you. I agree. We should put up what we believe are the terms that we're operating under. And I'm going to go. And I'll be honest, it may be that we didn't think these things through enough. That's why we haven't changed them. But let me just post them into the chat room, cutting and pasting from the URL that Jennifer just sent. So... objectives are, one, assess ATR 2, and the next couple are, honestly, I find pretty comprehensive. And I think one of the versions of these documents says we're going to need outside help to do the quantitative assessment, to like walk through each of these other reports and try to figure out, okay, what of these recommendations has really been done. I've done a first pass over ATR2, the report, and indeed the ATR2 report itself did a review of many of the review teams that came before, like SSR1, because it didn't exist then. No, yeah, it did actually. ATR2 did actually review SSR1 recommendations. So that would have been in, I forget, 2000. A couple years after SSR1 happened. And then obviously it reviewed ATRT1's recommendations. So some of that is in the appendix to this 280-page document that is the ATRT2 report that Daniel and I have gone through a little bit. But that's a far cry from quantitative and qualitative assessments written down. So I will admit, I am a little wary of this, of these terms of reference, not because I think they're ill-conceived, but because it's a huge amount of work and we're going to need some outside help to execute on it, I think. but continuing to go through at a high level. So it was assessment of ATRT2, assessment of the previous reviews, assessment of the other reviews, so the organizational reviews that have gone through, and whether, you know, how those recommendations have been handled, RSAC, SSAC, those just happened last year, NOMCOM, GNSO, CCNSO, at-large ASO. And then a higher level bullet, which is analyze issues with ongoing reviews. And I think we did talk a bit about this in LA. So I think I'm still fine with that. And in fact, I think we'll be getting feedback from the whole work party, not the whole team, not just this work party, on that topic. And then the last one is investigate the possibility and propose a systemic review.
Go with that now. Go on. She's going to go on.
Noisy. Okay. So that's it. That's all the terms of reference that we're operating on. And I will say, just going back to the first one, because I think Daniel's drilled down on that. In order for us to really assess ATRT2's recommendations, we're going to have to interact with the other work parties, because the way ATRT2 was written, you have a set of recommendations that are directed at the board, a set of recommendations that are directed at the GAC, a set of recommendations directed at the community. And all of those, I feel that are the way those recommendations are all written, they come under the sort of jurisdiction of the other work parties. So it would be at least duplicative effort to have us try to do those independently. And I think it's worse than that, because I don't think we're in as good a position to assess those recommendation implementations. So part of what I think Daniel wants to get accomplished today is, one, a recognition that those part of that work will have to be delegated to other work parties, even if Daniel and I are joining those other work parties, just for the purposes of having that conversation with the people that are thinking about the other constituencies, the board, the GAC, and the community. And I think the other thing Daniel wanted to get done today was just getting on the table of what else he thinks is going to be needed. What sort of questions do we need to be asking other folks inside ICANN and in the community? And he also has a list of questions he's already asked that we're still waiting for answers to. Daniel, did I leave anything out for the high level intro?
No, doing great. That was great, Casey. Yeah. Sebastian, is that to react to the?
Yeah, Sebastian. Now that this terms of reference for our work party, my understanding of the part of the terms of reference that is relevant to this work party is on the Zoom window now.
If I can, Sebastian.
Yes.
Thank you, Casey, and thank you, Daniel. Thank you for your update or reassessment of what it was in the tour. I have the following feedback. The first one is, I think when I see at the second bullet point ATRT, I don't know what it is. Is it ATRT 1, 2, 3, or all of them? After your explanation, I will put outside of the specific review, I will put outside ATRT. For the reason you you underline, it's that we are ATRT 3, and ATRT 1 and 2 must have done something, even if it's not similar, but split into different arena, who can be taken care of by the other work party. Therefore, I suggest that ATRT must be dealt in one single place, and maybe it's a first bullet point with adding, if needed, ATRT 1, if it's a need. Therefore, there is a specific reviews, except ATRT. There are the organizational reviews, all of them, and the CCWG on accountability, who is not a review. I think it could be more more line, more focused on the, I know that the bullet point 2 and 4 are some parts are similar, SSR1, SSR2. Why we are talking about SSR1? We may not have to, because it's well, it was really done by ATRT2. Therefore, what we need is to build on what's happened in ATRT1, ATRT2, and not redo the work. That's my impression reading after a long time this again. And I totally agree with you that it could be useful to put as a sub bullet point at the first one that there will be work to be done with GAC work party, board work party, and with the community work party, because it will show that there are some links here with taking that into account. And if you go to the third bullet point, of course, we will have to work also with the community work party. I hope I am not going in the wrong direction.
Thank you very much, Sebastian, for that respective input. Based on what your reaction is, probably the I suggest that the second task, which is qualitative and quantitative assessment of the effectiveness of the previous reviews, since we are going to be assigning it to an external work party, or external party to work on that, I don't know whether I should be able to include it, but also looking at objective number 4, which is to analyze the issues with ongoing reviews. I think that is a process, that is a point whereby we shall be able to come to when we go step by step working on the respective objectives. I'm seeing Tola's hand up. Tola, is there something that you'd like to add? You have the floor.
Okay, this is Tola. I was going to toe the line of Sebastian, and I've been looking at objective 2 and 4, and it's a bit conflicting to me. I get a bit of clarity when the introduction was made. However, I remember when our very first meeting, it was stated explicitly, and I think it was even reflected in the terms, the objective that was given to us at inception. ATRT1 is totally out of scope because ATRT2 had already considered it. And I think we were reminded not to even go near ATRT1 because some of the things that were contained must have been dealt with by 2. If we tow that line, it therefore implies anything 1, like SSR1, RDS1, and ATRT1, would have been considered by ATRT2, in which case, if we begin to now look at qualitative and quantitative assessment of their effectiveness, at this point in time, when recommendations for 2 had already been implemented, I think we'd just be going backwards rather than looking at objective 4. In my opinion, I would think objective 2 and 4 can be merged without us going back to any review that was 1 at all. Thank you. Over to you, Daniel.
Yeah, thank you very much, Tola, for that insight. I'm going to ask do you think that it would be good that I think based from the feedback that we're having on the call is that we get rid of objective number 2. Would that be a good idea, such that we can get consensus on removing that objective and we can be able to proceed? What do the other members think?
I don't think we should remove it, but I take the point that we could shorten it a bit and maybe not have it be qualitative and quantitative, but just say review effectiveness of previous reviews. I think previous specific reviews, and I think it's fine if we take ATRT out, but I don't think we should ignore what the history was with SSR1 and RDS1, because I think it needs to inform the higher level assessment that we're going to be expected to do in number 5. That is, what we had decided in LA is that we need a kind of retrospective on what's happened over the last years or so, not just the previous round of reviews, but the review system in general. That's my thought.
Okay, thanks, Casey. Let's hear from Sebastian. Sebastian, you have...
Yes, thank you. It's Daniel, you are jumping too quick to the again to cut something. But I would be more comfortable, I will say, if we write those TOR in the reverse manner, in saying ATRT2, assessment and implementation of recommendation, specific reviews, quantitative and qualitative assessment, and analyze issue, because we are talking about the same reviews. And the third point is about organizational reviews. I will say, and sorry for that word, less engineer and more oriented by topic. In terms of reference, I think what it's important, it's what we will be talking about, and then what we will do about what we are talking about. It's why I suggest that we reverse the sentence, and we add together the point two and the point three to allow, because we are talking about the same reviews. Thank you.
Sebastian, okay. Do you want to make the changes in the Google Doc that you would make you happy? It'd be easier if I can look at what you're suggesting.
Okay, Casey, it's not to make me happy. I am not unhappy. I just try to find a way to be more, but I can try.
Okay. Yeah.
Then I suggest that you go ahead, and okay. Because it will take me sometimes. Oh, it's 10 minutes or 15 minutes, but go ahead with the course of the discussion, and I will try to come back with something a little bit later, if you agree.
Yep, great. Okay, Daniel, okay. Do you want to go?
Thank you very much, Sebastian. Tola, is that an addition or something?
Okay, yeah.
Let's hear from Tola, and then we can be able to proceed.
Tola. All right, thank you, Daniel. This is Tola. I was going in line with what Brenda has said before. Much as I do, looking at objective two, much as I didn't want us to go near one, but I'm so interested in the qualitative and quantitative assessment of effectiveness. It's very instructive, the way it is coined, the qualitative and quantitative assessment of effectiveness. That word effectiveness is very important. And I already know after this last suggestion, if we're able to merge that and ensure we don't lose that word effectiveness in however we coin it. That's what I just want to add. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tola, for that. I think we have an action point here. The action point is for Sebastian to be able to make the respective changes into the Google Doc. But also, since that is going to be like an action point that will be in progress from Sebastian, I'm going to proceed that let's look at how far the discussions have been. And discussion on the implementation, reviews work party discussion on implementation of the recommendations in ATRT2, there were some questions that were asked, and at least feedback was given on the discussion thread. But allow me to share that based on some valuable input that came in, we are working on I think we could have gone really so fast on drafting a quick document regarding to the respective responses that are coming in. Let me just simply share that one pager regarding that came out from the past discussion regarding to the ATRT2 and then the board. I've pasted the link in the chat. So that outcome came. It came in after discussion on the thread of the discussion one. I hope I'm not losing anyone. If I'm not clear, please feel free to ask me to clarify more. Tola, is that an old hand? Okay. It seems it was an old hand. So one of the key action points that came in regarding from that past discussion point was that Martin was to consult with the board on whether the board convened a special question expertise to discuss options for improving board accountability with regard to restructuring of the individual. And I'm going to request for staff or Jennifer to be able to follow up with that action point in the document. Jennifer, is that okay with you?
Hi, Daniel. This is Jennifer. Sure. So I know in your document that the action point was for Martin, but staff, we're working on this and with our colleagues in talking with them and how best to, it might be useful to get a briefing perhaps from perhaps the Board Accountability Mechanisms Committee. That might help to answer some of these questions. But anyway, we acknowledge the request. It's in progress, and certainly we'll get back to you and keep you posted. Thanks.
Okay, let's switch back to the reviews work party document, such that we go through the extracts of the HR22 recommendations, such that we can see which extras we can be able to send to the other different working parties and the questions that came out from that. Brenda, who is controlling the screen? Brenda or Jennifer? Brenda, could you please change the screen to the Reviews Work Party Google document? It's the first tab.
I'm sorry, to which document?
The Reviews Work Party Google Docs, because that's where the extracts of the HR2 review recommendations are. Yes, perfect, that one.
Brenda, it's the other tab. That's right. Thank you.
Right. Yeah. So if you can proceed to the, I think it's page 10. From the accountability and transparency. So if we scroll down, after extracting there are some key questions that came in from the discussion, stop there. And this fed into the first discussion that came in, whether the ICANN board respond in a timely manner, and all these discussions, thread number one. And then from there, there was an issue that came up in the second thread. There are three outstanding threads that is regarding to the EPDP, and there was a requested interview with the EPDP previous chair, Kat, which was also sent to the community work party after a discussion on the thread. Is there any action points that the team thinks that we can be able to come to jointly collaborate together with the community work party on how we can be able to progress with this, since already the EPDP issue can both be discussed under the reviews work party and the and the Community Work Party. Is there any input on this? I'm going to assume that the silence means no input, or is there anything that needs to be clarified regarding to the discussions on the EPP that came up on discussion, Fred, I think number one or two?
Daniel, this is Jennifer, if I may. I wanted to clarify, okay, please, if this request, given that it was shared with the Community Work Party for consideration, if this is still a request that you would like ICANN.org to help with in terms of setting up a discussion with Yanis and Kurt, the previous EPDP chair, is this something that still you would like us to move forward with? Daniel, did you understand? Did you hear my question?
Sorry, my microphone was on mute. I said, yes, that is something that would like to proceed, but also you have Sebastian's hands up. Sebastian, please.
Yeah, Daniel, maybe you can explain to me why you want something about EPDP be dealt within this work party, because it's not a review. And therefore, I really think that it must be, you have already a lot on our plate for the other reviews. And why adding EPDP with a policy development process, not a review at all? Therefore, I really think that we need to take that out of our scope and to send it to a community work party or who else you want, but not here anymore. We can't hear you, Daniel.
Sorry, Daniel, for the record. Previously, we had reverted the discussion to the community. And that was something that we have to hear in the joint call that we shall be able to have with the community about why we sent this recommendation to the community. I think that works best. And I'm just open for options item on the ATRT2 report. So I'm going to consider, I'm going to take this as an agreement that the EPDP discussion will be. Casey, is there something that you'd want to add on to the EPDP discussion?
What's the question? I mean, I understand Sebastian's question. I'll confess, I thought this was talked about in LA. So if there is, my understanding was that communication with Kurt, the EPDP interview kind of thing, was going to be a joint thing with reviews and the Community Work Party. Is that what you just said, Daniel?
Yes, because that was the discussion that we reverted to the Community Work Party.
Right. So maybe, Sebastian, the answer is that it is not, we're not leading it, but we're going to be participating in the interview with Kurt.
Okay.
I have no problem that everybody will participate to any discussion, but I think here really that we need to stick with our objective, and even in the tour, we don't talk about EPDP. I know it's something who came out during the LA meeting, but the goal now is to just to know what we need to do, and as you say rightly at the beginning, Casey, we will not have time to do everything, and frankly, EPDP, I don't see what what us as a working party and even the ATRT3 will say about that. It's not yet done. It's still under discussion with phase two. But it's why I consider that it must be outside of our scope completely in this working party. So, thank you.
Thank you very much, Sebastian, for that. So I think let's get a consensus that we shall not be able to handle this as part of our work of the reviews work party. Do we all agree with that? So, taking.
Sorry, I didn't get your comment. What
I'm
you
going
said.
To proceed to the next item.
I am sorry, Daniel. It was not. I couldn't understand what you say. Sebastian speaking. It was not.
Daniel, for the record, what I'm saying is that based on the feedback that you're having on the call, the issue of the EPDP, we shall not be discussed by this reviews work party, but we shall wait for clarifications from the community work party. So the silence will mean consensus that this issue be left alone, and then we proceed to the next question on the document. Is that okay, Sebastian? Or is that more clear? Great. Thank you very much, Sebastian, for that input. So still on page 11, there is a question. Does the board ensure in its budget that sufficient resources are allocated for review teams to fulfill their mandates? So this is a question that the review team would have to pose to the board. Would we consider this question as part of the reviews team, the reviews work party, or we can be able to forward this question to another group such that they can be able to handle it? Let's see a discussion for that. Sebastian? You agree? What do you agree to?
It was a previous question. You asked me a question, I answer. And sorry, I am not so quickly to put it out. By the way, what document you are talking about? I don't have the link of your document. I am completely lost now. I spent time to do what was requested, but what is the document you are talking about?
We are looking at the... Daniel, for the record, we are looking at the reviews work party document that is currently on the screen. And probably Brenda, you can scroll down to that question. Scroll down a bit. Yes, that's the question. So this is the question that. If you look at the question that has been highlighted, does the board ensure that its budget, that the sufficient resources are allocated for reviews? So we need to identify where we shall be able to ask this question, whether this question will go to staff or we shall forward this question to one of the review work parties that can be able to handle this. In case it is not within the scope of the reviews work party, then we shall send it respectively to the work party that will be able to handle this. Is there any reaction to this question? In case there is no reaction to this question, then the reviews work party will consider this question for the board. Is there any reactions to the question? Okay, in taking silence for agreement that the reviews work party will forward this question for the board, then let us proceed to the next question. Could you please scroll down, Brenda? So, still in reaction to the HRT recommendations in reference to the CCT, has the board addressed the IOP review recommendations in clear and unambiguous manner? I think this question still goes to staff such that they can be able to give us a respective answer regarding to the review team. And since we're looking at the review of the reviews, this question will go to staff such that we can be able to get clarification to that. Jennifer, does that sound good? Or any member of the team would like to agree on that or disagree on that or provide different remarks regarding to the question? Assuming that there is no reaction, Jennifer, I think that you should take that as an action point to answer whether the board addressed the IELTS review team recommendations in a clear and unambiguous manner. Is that clear, Jennifer?
Hi, Daniel. This is Jennifer. So number 11.6 in the document is what I have taken as an action item for staff to answer.
Thank you very much. Proceeding to question in 12.2, non-competitive environment. The question comes, are expected increases in the income of ICANN reflected in the priority of activities and pricing of services? And are these considerations subject to a separate consultation? Is a question that the review team can be able to submit to staff. Is that clear? Sebastian, you have your hands up. Please proceed. Sebastian, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you. Can we come back to the CCT and what address AOC, affirmation of commitment?
Yes, sure, please. You can go back to that.
What is AOC? What does it mean in this sentence?
Guys, I think I can answer that. So I think there's some context missing here. I think what Daniel is doing is starting to walk through. So we're in our terms of reference item one, which is evaluate the ATRT2 implementation. And one of the things in there is, one of the things in the ATRT2 document was the board should address all of the AOC. Now, AOC is a historic term now. That's about the affirmation of commitment stuff. Review team recommendations in a clear and unambiguous manner. The CCT reference is maybe a typo in there, because my point was, when I circled this in the ATRT2 report, I said, does this apply to the CCT recommendations? So to some extent, this throws us down into what used to be bullet 4 of the terms of reference, which is the issues with ongoing specific reviews, the CCT review, where we saw a bit of tension about the way that the board responded to the recommendations in the CCT report.
It's exactly my point. We have already the answer. The answer is no. Then we have to make some work with the CCT chair, the CCT review chair, maybe even if it's still written affirmation of commitment, we need to update that in what is the current situation. Because I am sorry, but I will say that if I am lost on that acronym, I can tell you that nobody will understand.
Right. These were just notes for this communication. I'll edit the document right now. And I want to make sure we put a link to the original document that all this stuff is from. So we're well into the weeds here. I don't know if this is the right time for us to be going down and doing this, although I think we do need to eventually, or Daniel should pop back up into, let's make sure the ICANN staff understands if there's outstanding things we need for them, they understand them. And also, to the extent that we need to now spin off joint meetings with each of the other work parties, we try to get those on the agenda to schedule them now. otherwise, I'm happy to keep going through these notes, but it might be that Daniel and I should go clean them up a little more first.
Daniel, for the record, yes, please, Sebastian, go ahead.
I have the impression that, once again, you are ahead of us, definitely, but if we are here, it's why? It's to tease you on something, it's to tell you what we think, it's the, what is the goal, what you want from us. I have the impression that I am an elephant in a porcelain shop, and not maybe the best way to interact with you. What you need from us, from Tola and me, who are the one who have less work on that issue than you, Daniel and Keith.
Do either of you operate on any of the other review teams?
Yeah, I am the leader of the board one.
Right. So I think that's the most valuable thing you could do for us is go on a separate call, maybe, or on your own, go through the ATRT2 document, and we can send you the version that we've marked up, and highlight all the recommendations that are related to the board that you think the board should be evaluating. And we'd like all of the other work parties to do the same thing. And then the ones that are left that are not under the jurisdiction of another work party, those are what are left in our work party to do. So we don't need to use the rest of this call. We can give people 5 minutes back, but that would be the homework I'd like each of you, to the extent that you're on other work parties, could you be the liaison to the other work parties and convince those guys to take on some of this ATRT2 report evaluation? Does it make sense?
Totally, Casey, Sebastian speaking. Yes, it makes sense. What I suggest is that maybe staff can write an action item saying that ATRT2 document underlined by this work party must be sent to the full group, and with a request from each work party to have a look and take the underline the part who they will deal with. And maybe it's not the right English, but that's what you were suggesting. And I think it's a very good idea. We need to have that at the next plenary session, saying, hey guys, we have done that at the review party, working party, and we want you to do that for in the next 2 weeks or 1 week or 2 months or whatever.
That would be wonderful.
Thank you very much, Sebastian, for that. I think what we should do, I think let's set an action point for probably in the next 2 weeks, such that we can be able to get feedback in regarding to this respective document, because this is a big document and covers a lot in the. Is there any issues that should be added on this?
I don't think, maybe we're done for today for this.
We're coming towards the end of the hour. So, to agenda item number something, I didn't get it. Casey, I didn't hear you.
I didn't say anything. I'm okay. I think go back
Sebastian,
to the agenda.
Please.
If Jennifer could
go ahead.
Driving, could repost the agenda. What is left on the agenda for us to cover today?
Just to say, Casey and Daniel, that I have done what you asked me at the beginning.
Why don't we go look at that, actually?
Okay, I'm seeing Sebastian's hand up. Sebastian, do you have something to say? Oh, that's an old hand.
Yeah, go up. Okay, here. Jennifer's going to do it here. Let's go back to the terms of reference because he edited it. And I'd like to see what he did. Okay. Operational reviews. This one looks fine to me.
I didn't clean up the English, Sebastian speaking, and what it's two in two brackets because I didn't find how to have it cross ATRT. I think we need to take it off, but I didn't want to do it without telling you. But I didn't find in Google Doc how you can cross the letters.
Oh, it's called strike through. It's somewhere in there.
Maybe, but I put two brackets like that. You know that it was the meaning.
Yes.
And maybe you need to review it for, I am not sure about the English sentence size is it's organized, but you, somebody will do it anyhow, even if it's not us, and it will be okay.
You know, again, the only reason I think ATRT1 needs to be mentioned in this report is to the extent that ATRT2 found issues that are related to accountability and transparency with the execution of ATRT1 recommendations, I think we should mention them.
Then you leave, you don't leave ATRT, leave ATRT1.
Fine.
I have no problem with that, but ATRT is 1, 2, 3.
I think it was a typo. I think it should say 1.
Okay, sorry.
I thought your point was you don't think even 1 should be in there. Okay, fine. We agree.
I will make the change for ATRT1 immediately.
Okay, now, Sebastian, you're in the other work party. So what is the process when you change the terms of reference draft?
For the moment, the process is that we need to be agree in this work party and then to put it, but it is already on the main.
So you and Daniel will take it to the leader call on Monday that I don't generally get to. I'm fine with it.
But when I guess the question let's take 24 hours or 48 hours to be sure that we all agree with that. If we all agree with that, we will strike the previous version. We're still on just on top of that because I just add a new proposal. But if we agree with that, we will strike the other one.
Fine. Yep. Okay, we're at the top of the hour. Should we review actions?
Yes, sure. I think we can review the action points. Jennifer, please go ahead.
Thanks. This is Jennifer. So I noted the ATRT2 document with the markup with Casey that Casey and Daniel worked on should be sent to the whole group. Staff can do that with a request for each work party to mark the areas they want to cover in their each respective work parties. Then I noted a couple of the questions. The EPDP interview with Kurt and Yanis will be joint with reviews and community work party, and obviously anyone else welcome to join. And then the question that Daniel noted, had the board address AOC review team recommendations in a clear and unambiguous manner for staff to look at, and Casey is going to clean up the document with the questions in it to provide more context. Please let me know if I missed anything. Thanks.
That sounds right.
I think that's great. I think could you be able to schedule when we should be able to have the next work action item over 2 weeks for the other work parties to be able to review this extract? I hope that is right.
This is Jennifer. So just to be clear, you said take an action item to add a deadline for 2 weeks for the other work parties to look at the ATRT2 implementation stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
Because like now there's that, there are those extracts that we have, and so we have to identify which work parties to work on which of the respective extracts that came in. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you.
Yes, thank you. I think the way forward is looking at the review of the document. And then also, Casey and I, we shall have to go and do at least a cleanup of the document before we can be able to proceed with this. Apart from that, I think I'll ask us to end the call. And I'd like to thank all staff and all the members that have been available on the call, respectively. Is there anything else that Casey would want to add before the call ends?
No, that's great. Thanks, Daniel. You did a good job.
Okay.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Yeah.
Daniel, your line is breaking, Daniel.